Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to News Radio 1070 WKOK in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15. And here at the Chateau, we always keep the door of the Sunbury Motors Studio locked until we hear Kevin is safely ensconced on the other side in Sunbury. What? All right, and also the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store. 7 miles south of Seals Grove on Routes 11 and 15. I'd like to preview all the great items they have there, and I mean all the great items. That's why it's a general store. It is the 21st century style general store, and you name it, they seem to have it there. At Hilscher's General Store, you can preview it at www.hilscherstore.com. In the promo today, I did mention that that Kevin wants to spend two consecutive hours talking about IndyCar racing, qualifying, practice, carburation day, and everything that goes with it. True, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. But I know that that can't be done and can't be sustained by anybody other than me.
And it won't be listened to either.
Probably true, yeah.
That's the other part. We say, see, when we sat down to talk about the show, we actually think, what draws listeners in?
I'm just waiting.
This is a philosophy talk.
I'm just waiting for Vince Welsh. I mean, that's going to be my moment now, to just sit back and just absorb.
Admittedly, that will be a great half hour. Vince was on last year, and it was great. Not just good, it was great last year having Vince on the show. Great guest. I thought we just knocked it around really well, and I can't wait to get him back on the show. And I know you're working on Jim Nance as well right now for next week. On top of that, there's a couple other people we're working on as well to get on the show, which I think will be interesting along the way. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Penguins and Ottawa will square off in game one of that series. Nothing like playoff hockey. Game sevens two last night. We'll get into that. NBA playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of hype and buildup around it, but you know what? The thing is that, you know, it's not a hot topic in our area, and I'm not so sure how hot a topic it is throughout the hinterland. The ratings are not that bad, but we'll see. We may get into that a little bit today as well. Sergio, Tiger. I'm hoping they pair them up in the opening two rounds of the U.S. Open, and then when we're broadcasting live from the U.S. Open, it may be fun to see how it plays out in the interview room. But before...
We might actually make that a pay-per-view event.
absolutely right. We're looking forward to that. One has 14 major championships and one's participated in 14. All right. But before we get to that, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. You can always use the Hilscher's General Store hotline, 1-800-795-9565, if you'd like to ask a question or be part of the conversation, because that's what this is all about, really. It's all about just talking a little sports with you and, you know, getting your take on it. I mean, you know, my take is always, you know, rather basic. Steve's the one that's informed. So that's kind of the way we look at it here. You know, I try and look at things from a fan standpoint, and he gave up being a fan years ago. But Steve will be in the Sunbury Motor Studio here in just a few short minutes. Once again, talking a little bit more about the sports that you want to talk about. One of the things that came up earlier today that you may want to discuss is the Eagles signing Felix Jones, former Cowboy. He was the first-round pick for the Cowboys, and looks as if he's going to be a member of the Eagles now, joining LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, and let's see. There was another running back taken fourth overall. Hasn't been you know, hasn't done a ton, but Darren McFadden was a name that popped up again today. But the team announced the signing of the former Cowboy earlier today. Jones, as I said, joining LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown. Had some nice moments with the Cowboys, a few anyway. A little bit of a question, though, if he had turned out to be a bust. He was a first-round pick in 08, and, well, he's really not even one of the top backs to come out of the Arkansas class that year. He's been surpassed by Peyton Hills, Hillis, rather, at one point. And Darren McFadden, another running back, was taken fourth overall. Hasn't been a stud for his entire career, but did have 1,100-plus yards, surpassed the 800 Jones put up in 2010. But with McCoy and Brown on the roster, it's going to be tough for Jones to get some playing time there. He does have some receiving skills, and that could be one of the things that Chip Kelly was looking at. He can be a home run threat, too, and you know, he's a danger in the return game. So you know, maybe they're looking for a specialty player there in Felix Jones. But you know, I talked to a friend who's an Eagles fan. He said, I don't care. As long as we win games, I don't care who they sign anymore. And I think that's the way a lot of Eagles fans have. And we've talked about this here on the Steve Jones Show as well with Chip Kelly. Did the Eagles get a pass so far this year? I mean, they had a terrible year last year. And a lot of news coming out of Pittsburgh about, you know, what they need to do to change things up, what the Steelers did wrong in the last couple of years or last year, you know, the players that are leaving Pittsburgh. The Eagles have kind of, pardon the pun, flown under the radar a little bit here. They've just kind of been back and kind of relaxed a little bit about all this. And is it the Chip Kelly pass because he's a new coach? Is that the reason that we're seeing some of this? Now, that's what Steve said a couple of weeks ago, that you know everybody's waiting for Chip Kelly to find out what he's got in mind and you know the new coach pass. You know, first draft, okay, let's see how the new coach does with that and so on. So we'll have to find out. Maybe that's something you want to talk about today. One of the ways you can chat with us besides the Hilshire's General Store hotline is email stevejones@wkok.com. That's stevejones@wkok.com. Our Facebook also available to you as well. Steve Jones Show on Facebook. So when you get on Facebook, just search Steve Jones Show. And if you haven't clicked like yet, do that now because we do it pretty good job trying to keep you up to date anyway on who's going to be on the program. Yesterday, if you missed it, Steve Briggs from Susquehanna University was on the show. And if you go to stevejonesshow.com and click on the archives of the second hour, you'll be able to hear Coach Briggs talk about you know, one of the reasons why he's still in Selins Grove at Susquehanna and talk about how a Division III coach has to recruit as compared to what we've talked about over the last several weeks with Coach O'Brien and Coach Joe Susan for Bucknell at the FBS and FCS levels. So it's interesting there on how it just changes up a little bit there in the division, in Susquehanna there at the different divisions. So we'll, again, if you missed that, check that out at the archives, stevejonesshow.com, one of the places you can find that archive. And later on next week, as a matter of fact, Wednesday, the 22nd, that is when we'll have Vince Welsh from ABC ESPN joining us. Vince will join us from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to talk more about the 500. Yes, I know, that's my favorite subject, is IndyCar, no question about it. I'm looking forward to our trip to Indy. We're working on getting everything all squared away there with Pocono Raceway. And as Steve mentioned yesterday, one of the other trips that we're going to be making, hopefully we'll have Jim Nance on next week as well, leading up to the U.S. Open. Working with Jim Nance from CBS Sports, and then Steve will be at the U.S. Open as well later on. And of course, we'll talk about the Preakness and the Belmont, too, with Dick Girardi. And that's one of the nice things is having a guy like Girardi available just about any time to give you his insight in horse racing's big three and you know maybe what you might want to put a bet on. You know, there are more people, obviously, that bet on the big three races in the Triple Crown. And there are a lot of people that don't even bet normally that will put $2 down or something like that here or there on those particular horse races. So, and those are the ones, you know, that like I started out before I started doing a little bit of investigation in horse racing years ago. You know, you just like, okay, what looks good? And, yeah, I'll put $2 on this one to show and see what happens. Of course, when it wins and then you hit about $20, then you start to get excited about it, and then you start getting a little more risky, and then you have to watch. But Girardi has made a pretty good living at watching the ponies, so we'll talk with him coming up as well, leading up to the Preakness and, of course, the Belmont. We often talk about rivalries and how things change from year to year. And, of course, Penn State, you know, getting that Pitt game back is very interesting to both Pitt and Penn State fans. I think it'll be very interesting to see Miami back on the schedule, especially as a Big Ten opponent. That'll be entertaining. But the latest discussion via Twitter and via the media is Notre Dame and Michigan. Notre Dame's Nix decided that he didn't really appreciate Brady Hoke's comments about Notre Dame, quote, chickening out of the series with Michigan. Notre Dame canceled its series with Michigan following the 2014 season. And while Hoke was talking in Grand Rapids over the weekend, he made a comment that we're fortunate to have unbelievable rivalry games at Michigan. The Notre Dame game, that rivalry, which they're chickening out of, they're still going to play Michigan State. They're going to play Purdue. They don't want to play Michigan. I don't know how they made that decision. Well, it's not hard to figure out how you made that decision. I mean, Notre Dame has some interesting rivalries anyway, and they're going to have to figure out a way to make that new transition, even though football isn't going to be in the conference. They're making that conference transition to where they can actually get some bowl games out of it. So I think that had a lot to do with the fact that they may not play Michigan anymore. But and then, of course, the Twitter erupted, and Nick's commented about chickening out. And they're, of course, alluding to the September 7th game following here in 2013. And then the game, of course, coming up in 2014 being the final ones against Michigan. So, again, it's a time of year for football when there's not a whole lot going on. So anything that gets talked about is going to blow up.
No, no question about that. They're going to play 5 ACC games. And you're going to tell me they upgraded the schedule?
No, really? No. I'm not really? Saying that, but I can understand
now,
why they made the change.
Their schedule this year is very good. Very good. And so forth. Chickening out, the harsh words, but look, Notre Dame too often has had things their way. I mean, they get to play some ACC games, but they don't have to be in the conference. Wow. Must be nice. I prefer the Penn State setup.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
On the mark is a very important part of the global economy. Lawrence was bragging to me about that just the other day.
That it was part of the global economy?
That his show is a very important part of the global economy.
Okay.
So when I was in the station last week, I went into his office. His U.S. map only has 44 states. I'm a bit worried. All right. We welcome everyone back. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Now that I know that you're safely ensconced there, the door's unlocked.
Is the door unlocked now? That's great.
This is what we're working on for you. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp, CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, who's been a regular on our show. We're going to talk sports business tomorrow.
Can you get me tickets to the a couple of races, too? You never ask him for tickets for me. I mean, you never ask him for tickets for me.
First of all, the events that you want tickets to, let's be honest about it, have plenty of tickets available.
The Indy 500. Are there plenty of tickets for that?
No, they're not. We are working, Dick Girardi is going to join us on Friday for the Preakness. We are also working on, I believe next week you're working on Jim Nance.
That is correct.
and Vince Welsh.
Vince Welsh will be Wednesday, the 22nd.
I am working on Marco Andretti. Stunned silence at the other end.
Excited silence, actually.
Stunned silence at the other end. We're also working on, in the next couple of weeks, Mike Tirico, play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football and ABC Golf.
Is he going to pick you up then and shake you around like he normally does when he greets you?
I think Mike's terrific. And he's a great guy. He and I have always gotten along very, very well. So, yes, we do get along very well, if that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, there are still Northeast Vista turn pass tickets available for the 500, just in case you were going to make a trip out. I wanted to make sure you knew the tickets were available for you.
Thanks. All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565 on the Hilscher's General Store hotline, powered by Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. They're routes 11 to 15, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. We'll be there June 5th, by the way, for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament Take Two at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Up at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA.
I'm supposed to let you know that your ball is still laying in the rough in number 7, so you'll be able to pick it up on when we head back.
I'm sure it is. I know exactly which ball it is, too. I played a Nike Coaches versus Cancer ball. So,
did it have your initials on it?
No. No, but something tells me it's the only Coaches versus Cancer ball on the course.
Maybe.
No, that's a good chance.
I stumbled across an article on CBSSports.com that I have to share with you. And you have to explain to me why this isn't a ridiculous question. Bryce Harper last night ran into the wall in Los Angeles. 11 stitches to his chin. He did not get a concussion, though, which is good news. But the headline is, does Bryce Harper play too hard? I want the baseball players on my team to play hard. I want them to go all out and get the ball. That's what they're being paid to do. Explain to me why that question makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Look, I just thought maybe it was me.
Look. You should not be coasting through life. Hey, I don't mean you have to go in like every single day and kill yourself into the grind, be that type A personality, but you shouldn't be coasting through life. Hey, you should be doing everything to the best of your ability. And if that means, you know, relaxing the right way, playing hard, working hard, whatever, but coasting? No, I don't think it. In life, you don't want to coast. Coasting is no fun. Okay? Coasting isn't fun at all. Doing everything all out with some passion, some grit, that's fun in life. Being passionate about it. Kevin and I are lucky, obviously, we have jobs that we love. Every day we love showing up for this show and doing the show. We enjoy it. And that's why when you hear the names that we're throwing out there, we're not throwing out unknown names to you. We're working on people we think that you want to hear. Now, if there's somebody you want to hear, by the way, please let us know. I mean, we'll work as hard as we can to get said individual on the show. But we both have attacked this show now for the year and a half as we continue to pour through with this with passion. And that's how, you know, and you know, we may go out and we'll kid around about the golf course, for example. But, you know, he and I go out and we have a good time with Mark Mahoney and Drew Kelly. And we're out there relaxing hard, playing hard, and the whole thing. So you should not coast through life. Coasting through life is not fun. Okay? Doing something with some passion, some heart, some grit, getting into it. Now, that's fun. Bryce Harper plays the game the right way. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. I understand that. Fred Lynn was like that. Fred Lynn was constantly getting hurt crashing into walls because guess what? He thought he could make the play. And instead of like, oh, you know, I might hit the wall. Maybe I'll just play it off the wall. I'm sorry. You as the paying customer want him to make that play.
You know what drives me nuts? And you mentioned this. As a paying customer, I want to see these guys diving to get that dying quail, that Texas Ligger. I don't want to see you take it in front of you every time and make the safe play. Every once in a while, I mean, I realize sometimes you have to protect because you have runners on base, that sort of thing. But if nobody's on, I want to see you dive for that ball. Take a chance. There's other guys. You got another outfielder that's going to come over and back you up. Maybe you give up a triple instead of a double or instead of a single this time. But I want to see you take that chance every now and then.
You go to Broadway and you see the producers. You want Matthew Broderick to coast that night while you're at the play?
Absolutely not.
You want Matthew Broderick's best performance that night. You want Nathan Lane's best performance. You see Cheryl Ladd and Annie Got Your Gun. You want to see Cheryl Ladd's best performance that night. Now, maybe, you know, and they know, you know, that one performance is not going to be the same as the other, but at least, you know, give it all you got. You don't want them out there coasting on the night you're there, do you? I mean, you don't want that.
Listen, I get upset when the guy that I want to see is taking a day off. Now, does he deserve a day off? Yeah, but it's still, you know, that's the only day I get there. I want to see Chase Utley play. I want to see Ryan Howard play, but I understand. But I don't want to see a guy just kind of coast.
Nobody does, because if you're watching people coasting, you look at us like, I don't want to pay for this. I mean, I don't want to pay, you know, you know what, one thing about athletes I have always appreciated above all are the ones that do not take their talent for granted. Those are the athletes that I appreciate, the ones that do not take their talent for granted. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Welcome on the Hilscher's General Store Hotline.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, Dave. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, give me a couple seconds.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about, Steve, in this article that I wanted to share as well, and we'll get back to Dave here in a second, is the article says, despite his immense talent, the thing that stands out the most when watching Harper is his all-out style of play. He runs out every ground ball like it's Game 7 of the World Series. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's very true. I mean, that is a good thing.
Yep.
And I mean, look. Unfortunately, you always have people feel they have to find an angle all the time. Sometimes the story's just there in front of you.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know, Dave. If I'm paying that kind of money, I want to see a guy go all out. How about you?
Oh, that's one of the reasons why I called in. There's a guy, I don't know if his name was Thomas Barr, okay, to give Steve some... He was in the New York Yankee organization, and I'm going way back. And when I say way back, he had a farm next to Clinesgrove Methodist Church, was out in the middle of nowhere, okay, in rural Pennsylvania. But he was a rather good ball player, and he decided he became homesick, so he came home. And I mean, he could have been a Hall of Famer, okay? He had a couple hundred acres there close to the church that his dairy cattle, that he'd take them in, lock them up, and Sunday after church, he'd unhook the electric fence, and we'd go out there and play ball. He put bases, like home plate, first, second, third, that kind of stuff, marked it off the whole nine yards. But because of a dear friend just died, and I put him in there.
Sorry to hear that, Dave. Awfully tough when that happens, Dave. Awfully tough, and I know of I just went through a Mother's Day weekend myself after this is the first time in my life I've gone through without mom. So for you to lose a friend is an awfully tough time. But you make great points.
Okay, Steve, he's the kind of guy that when the church would have an apple butter boil,
yep.
He had an orchard. He supplied the apples.
Yep, and there are people like that. There are people like that. Salt of the earth. Well, Dave, as always, we do appreciate your call. I know it's a tough time for you, and you know we're here for you anytime you need us.
Well, like I said, thanks a lot. God will get me through. No problem.
Well, you have friends, too, such as Kevin and me, so you're in good shape.
Hey, that's the reason.
Well, this time, Dave, when he says we, that means you,
that's right.
Me, and him, okay? That's when he does Maxwell, that's when he does we, it means you, me, and him, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Take good care. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. What happens when you are trying to get angles on stories, and I appreciate this because you're trying to come up with something that's different. Now, as a broadcaster, I don't have to do that. I don't have to sit there and come up with a different angle on a story and think about it, because one thing about calling games is that you call what is in front of you. And as you know, and Kevin, you experience it yourself, how enjoyable an experience that is. I don't have to sit there and come up with an angle and look at Jack or Dick or Joe Putnam or whomever it happens to be. He says, you know, you think he's playing too hard? You know, no. Now, there are people that we'll talk about that we think that they're trying too hard. Now, we'll talk about that where they have to go, hey, look, ease the throttle back just a little bit. Let the game come to you because you're trying to force it because you're trying to do too well. Now, that I understand. That's a different thing. But to say a guy's playing too hard, people pay to see people play hard. Okay, people pay to see Trent Richardson on third down and two lower the shoulder and get 3.5. All right, because he gave it everything he had. Okay, people pay to see Patrice Bergeron. Okay. Make plays at the end of regulation and overtime like he did last night. That's what they pay to see, all-out effort like that. People pay to see a LeBron James because LeBron James, you know, people can criticize whatever, but you know what? I've never seen that guy coast. I've always felt like he was playing hard, right? That's why people get critical of a Derrick Rose, why he's not playing 13 months removed from an ACL. People get critical of that because they're like, wait a minute. You know, I think you're taking what you have for granted here. LeBron James does not take it for granted. That's why when people look at a Bryce Harper playing all out, diving into a wall, making a play, being an all-out kind of player, I mean, people love that. That's why one of the reasons they love Ruiz behind the plate. Ruiz is an all-out guy. Okay, Halliday, people love the fact that until Halliday broke down, people were loving the fact that he would take the ball and stare Charlie Manuel down to take him out of the game. People, you know, this guy did not want to leave the game. Now, in the end, has it cost him? Probably. Okay, because you only have so many pitches in an arm like that, but people did love when he was doing that now, didn't they?
Well, and Harper is a great example of that because he actually tried to talk Davey Johnson out of taking him out of the game after the incident. Now, here's a guy exactly. That's going to end up getting 11 stitches to his chin, which he didn't know, obviously, at that time, but he wanted to stay in the game. Now, I know that he's had a couple of rib cage injuries from hitting the wall in Atlanta and a few other places, but again, maybe it shortens his career by a few years. But don't you want, if you're a Major League Baseball player, put yourself in Bryce Harper's shoes. If your career shortened maybe 5 years even by injury, don't you want the years that you play to be memorable instead of, I played 20 years, but I really didn't do that much. I was just a Mendoza line hitter. You know, I was just did basically what I needed to.
No matter what you do in life, you don't want to leave with regrets. The other thing I would say to him is this. That's why God created the warning track. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf is going to make it impossible.
Impossible.
For you to say no to these huge discounts. Show off your individuality with a 2013 Kia Soul starting at $15,929. Sunbury Motors Kia ordered extra 39 MPG 2012 Kia Optima Hybrids, which are discounted $5,047. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months. Built in the USA, 2014 Kia Serenos start at just $22,993. And Sunbury Motors Kia has 18 in stock now. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, the discounts are so huge, it's going to be impossible to say no. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
Kevin performing, by the way.
Thank you very much.
At the local lounge.
I was trying to think of a song for Bryce Harper. That's the first one that popped into mind.
Okay.
All of me? Just forget
it. Some work, some work, some don't. That didn't work.
It's just him worked in my head.
No. No.
No, no, it did that not.
No.
All right, fine.
Remember the statement I made earlier?
About which one?
Somebody tries too hard.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Is that an example?
You might have been trying too hard.
I see.
You know, one of the worst things you can do in this business is think.
What's the line from Bull Durham? Don't think, it only hurts the ball club.
Yeah, it only hurts the club. Okay. Just so you know. Yeah, that's something you gotta just be aware of. Yeah, sometimes, you know, just don't think too much. Yeah, it's important. Now, you're saying, well, it's a talk show. You have to think your way through. But that's where preparation comes in. Preparation is like practice. That's where all the thinking's done. Everything should be second nature by the time you get to the show or second nature by the time you get to the game.
You practice how you play. Or is it you play how you practice? See?
Then you...
Maybe that's right there is it.
Then there are moments where you press a little bit. That was one of those moments. Only seconds in between, trying to find something, and you came up with that. Suddenly, out of nowhere, WKOK, which is celebrating 80 years, just went back to years 1 through 5.
Wasn't that far back. Was it 47? Not that far.
What, 1947?
Yeah, I believe.
Do you know how long 1947 is? That's 66 years. The station was 14 years old when that song came out.
And we probably played it here.
We probably did.
Would Steve Martin's version have been better from the 1984 movie, at least? Now, that moves it ahead a little bit. No.
No.
No, it wouldn't have. Michael Bublé?
Like, eliminating it completely would have been.
I see where you're going with this.
Now, if you wanted to play, for example, Sinatra's My Way, could have been more apropos.
Well, then why don't we switch places and then you can do this part? And I'll just hang out at the Sunbury Motors studio.
You think all I do here is hang out?
Your Honor, I'd like to plead the Fifth Amendment. I'd like to take the Fifth, please.
Who do you think is getting most of the guests on this thing?
There it is.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
I can see you sitting in that cubby hole right now. Your usual cubby hole right now. Head down.
I have my head down.
Staring at the screen, looking. Usually you're playing video games. But I mean.
It's every so often, yeah. I don't know.
That's not a good sign. All right, next hour, plenty to talk about. How about the Stanley Cup last night? We don't usually talk about hockey. How about the Bruins? I'm watching the Bruins game last night. Now, when the Bruins scored in Game 6 with the sixth attacker on the ice, there was only 25 seconds to go, and I thought to myself, that's not enough time. But last night I'm watching, and they scored with a minute 22 to go, and I thought, they got plenty of time. 32 seconds later, it was tied. And then they won it in overtime. Toronto's been a star-crossed franchise in the NHL since their last Stanley Cup in 1966. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2004. Imagine how those poor people are feeling today.